Oh, well, yet another wonderful evening. We order pizza. And of course, Nat sitting next to Hannah. And as usual, they're bitching. And Nat keeps waggling his leg like he always does, constantly, unendingly. And he says he's not aware of it, but he gets pissed off when people say anything about it. So of course, Hannah's complaining because she's going to get her food knocked everywhere. So I just ask him, probably a little bit sharply, if for God's sake he could just stop doing it, because he does it all the time. And he pipes up that he's not aware that he's doing it. So I say that's why we have to remind him, and he goes that we're always reminding him, always having a go at him. And I just don't know quite what happened then, because it all kicked off. Probably it was my fault. All I can do is blame my bloody arm hurting all the time. I've got no patience. And being with those two is like being back at home. It's just like being with my mother and father again. Stuck there, constant rowing and fighting. It really is enough to piss you off so big time. It triggers me. And then that's it. Now, don't intimidate him. Intimidate him. I've never intimidated him in his entire life. Never raised a hand to him. And then that's it. It all spills out. He's been to France. He's not said a bloody word about it. £800 spent. Not a sausage. I've been at work, I was hoping it might turn, sit down and just tell me what it was like. But not a fucking word. It really pisses you off. And in the end, I just got tired and annoyed. And I can only excuse myself because I'm in a lot of pain and I'm constantly hurting. But I just lost it big time. Really did. And told him he was an ungrateful bastard. And all we ever did was pay up for nothing in return. And that's not really fair. But now, of course, everyone's taking a stand, so I've just gone to bed. Leave them to get on with it. I wonder what the pizza was like, because I couldn't be asked to eat at the point. I just left the damn thing. I know it sounds pathetically childish, but I've just got no patience when they start. It's just so reminiscent of my parents. And I hate it every minute of being stuck in between them. And they're constant fighting. I never raise my voice when I'm out of the house. Never, ever raise my voice to anybody about anything. Mr. Easygoing, that's me. Everybody says it. Everybody wonders why I get upset about anything. Put me home with those two since they got big enough to start bitching. And to watch them sort of deliberately pushing each other. And I've got no brothers and sisters. I've got no experience of it. And all it does is remind me of my parents. And once that happens, I'm just back.